Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming partly sunny, upper 40s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s, winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, we'll see temperatures mid-50s, winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 30s. As we into the weekend, for Saturday, sunny skies, warmer 61, Sunday sunny. Right now, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Presidential Advisor Ivanka Trump headed to the state's largest city today. It's Pompeo's fourth visit to Kansas this year, again creating speculation about whether he plans to run for the Senate. Pompeo is a former Wichita area congressman, and many Republicans see him as an ideal candidate to replace outgoing GOP Senator Pat Roberts next year. A 3.7 magnitude earthquake centered near the Kansas-Oklahoma border earlier this week was felt as far as 75 miles away, but no injuries have been reported. The tremor happened just after 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon and was centered in northern Oklahoma, about 15 miles south of Anthony, Kansas. Light to moderate shaking was measured near the epicenter. People as far away as Wichita, being 75 miles away, reported feeling the quake. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Averett.
Hear that? Stampede's coming.
Here we go, here we go.
Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry. Because this stampede won't be here for long.
Stop till we let you.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
A welding torch is what's being blamed for the August fire at the Tyson Meat Packing Plant west of Garden City. The Garden City Fire Department investigated the fire at the Holcomb plant and completed a report on the 13th of this month saying the fire was unintentional and likely started because of a welding torch producing a spark, ember, or flame. The plant stopped production after the fire, though it returned to limited production a few weeks later. The Tyson plant processed about 5% of all beef in the U.S., and beef prices spiked after the fire, which prompted the U.S. Department of Agriculture to investigate pricing margins. Schools in the community of Mound Ridge were on lockdown yesterday after the U.S. Marshal's Office was serving a drug-related federal warrant and received information the man may have been armed. Law enforcement says the man ran into a home and barricaded himself inside. A negotiator eventually talked him out without incident. And forecasters say today and tomorrow much cooler in Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Is slow internet driving you batty? Are your little monsters complaining about the connection? Don't miss out on this spooktacular special. Right now, we are giving away a $100 Visa gift card to new internet subscribers or existing customers who upgrade their speed. Call Blue Valley Technologies today at 877-876-1228.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The name of the top candidate for the University of Nebraska System presidency could be publicly disclosed at their Lincoln meeting tomorrow. The University Board of Regents agenda was amended this week to include what the notice says is the potential designation of a priority candidate for the position. Hank Bounds announced back in March that he was leaving the post and the state and has since become a professor at the University of South Alabama. U.S. Senator Deb Fischer, a Republican from Nebraska and member of the State Commerce Committee and the chairman of the Transportation and Safety Subcommittee, released a statement this week after the U.S. Department of Transportation renewed an essential air service contract with SkyWest to provide essential air service support for 3 years to the airports in both Scotts Bluff and in North Platte. Thursday Nebraska News from the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
Hey guys, it's Sam Speck, your farm news director on the Mid-America Ag Network, bringing you hourly updates to your ag futures and other market information through our many great affiliates. But what happens when you're not by a radio? Do you just go without information? No! Everyone seemingly carries their phone around nowadays, and if you guys give us a like and a follow on the Mid-America Facebook page, you'll get two notifications a day, an opening and a closing market report, previewing the day ahead, and recapping what's behind us, all right from your fingertips. So head online, stay informed, and give us a like on the Mid-America Ag Network Facebook page.
Colder weather flying, it can be great with better aircraft performance and smoother skies. Augusta Flight Center has one of the largest rental aircraft fleets in the state at Augusta Municipal Airport. Definitely the largest in South Central Kansas. All of Augusta Flight Center's rental aircraft have unparalleled on-site maintenance with JD Aviation. And if you've thought about learning to fly, why not find out if it's for you with a Discovery flight at Augusta Flight Center. Augusta Flight Center. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Thursday evening marks the 47th annual Black Squirrel Night in downtown Marysville. Safe trick-or-treating will be featured at participating downtown businesses from 5 until 6:30, along with free registration for turkey and ham certificates and chamber box. Entries at Reflections or Auto Electric need to be in by 6:30, and you must be present to win following the costume contest. The Footloose Dancers perform at 6 with the children and adult costume contest at 6:30. The Marysville High School Band will perform at 7. Food booths, police, and fire department displays will be featured, as well as a window dressing contest, and free coffee and black squirrel donuts will be served. The complete list of events is on the Marysville Chamber of Commerce website and Facebook page. A 10-year-old Beatrice girl was injured Tuesday evening around 7 p.m. when she struck a trailer pulled by a pickup while riding her bicycle crossing U.S. Highway 77 near 6th and Monroe in Beatrice. She apparently hesitated to cross in front of the vehicle, then proceeded colliding with the trailer pulled by Tyler Phelps of Beatrice. The unidentified girl reportedly suffered a broken arm, among other injuries, and was transported to a Lincoln hospital where she was reported in good condition. Lynn High School Bulldogs celebrated homecoming Friday, crowning Elizabeth Bott queen and Ricardo Cardenas king. Lynn won the football game over Southern Cloud, one of a pair of six-man games that concluded the season, as the final two scheduled games have been canceled due to lack of numbers. Five seniors will graduate from this year's eight-man roster, leaving the future of the program in doubt. A proposal to consolidate football with Washington County next season was recently rejected, with USD 108 fears that the increase in combined enrollment would force a classification change. Lynn has filed with the state for eight-man football for the next two-year cycle, but at this point it appears unlikely sufficient numbers will be recruited to field a team next year. USD 364 Marysville School Board met in special session last week, initiating a search of a new superintendent. The submission process wraps up in January and will be followed by interviews with finalists. Local community members will also be asked to be a part of the application process outlining local priorities. Denise Guy is serving as interim superintendent, taking over when Bill Mullins resigned this past spring to focus on medical challenges. Kansas State University students met via video conference this week with Marysville city leaders, updating progress on their concept study for urban design, including ideas for downtown revitalization, and another exploring development ideas for the area comprising the former Union Pacific rail yards, including the historic UP Depot, which is under restoration. Combined with a housing study completed last year, the students will present their ideas to the public at an open house planned the evening of November 6th. Serving as a roadmap for the future community development, the program will also include potential grant and alternate funding resource ideas. 36 months probation was the sentence for a Frankfort man, Weston Adams, who was convicted this summer in Marshall County District Court on charges of aggravated battery and vehicular homicide in connection with the accidental death of a Frankfort woman, Ariana Martin, who was pinned beneath an ATV rollover. A focus on church-related safety was featured Tuesday and Wednesday in Marysville as local pastors, church staff, youth workers, first responders, school administration, teachers, and others learned tips to counter the growing problem of public violence. The training addressed not only active shooters, but also sex crimes, lessons learned from past tragedies, and assistance in developing a plan to avoid future occurrences.
Highway construction on U.S. 36 east of Seneca, 15 miles, will begin Thursday, continuing through late November, weather permitting. Work on the project will occur during daylight hours with possible Saturday work. One-lane traffic will be controlled by flaggers and a pilot car. You may expect delays up to 15 minutes. Hall Brothers of Marysville is contractor on this $2.1 million project of mill and overlay work on U.S. Highway 36 from the east of Seneca, 15 miles. Completion date late November. Work begins this week. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Sloppy Joe's, sweet potato fries, green beans, and mandarin orange cake. Tomorrow, chicken Alfredo, garlic bread, winter blend veggies, and apricots. KNDY News Time, News 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looks like this low pressure system has moved across the area. It is now off towards the east southeast with cooler temperatures out there behind this cold front. Otherwise, we will see decreasing clouds for today, quiet weather for tonight. Pretty quiet as we head over the next few days. It looks like we have another system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we into Saturday and Sunday. Some areas could see a slight chance of rain. So looking at the forecast for today, partly sunny, upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies, lower 30s with calm winds. As into the weekend for Saturday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 60s. Saturday night, mostly clear in the mid-30s. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, highs around 51 degrees. And that's looking at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 66, record high on this date 92 in 1939. The average low 43 and the record low is 25 in 1966. Sunset this evening 6:32. Sunrise in the morning at 7:42. 37 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds have shifted to the north-northeast at 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 24th of October. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Houston, you have a problem. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports.
Here's the 1-0. Swinging a long drive, left field, he's got one now. Kurt Suzuki gives the Nationals the lead. That one above the Crawford boxes. Kurt Suzuki's first career postseason home run.
The call on WJFK, Suzuki's home run opening the floodgates with six runs in the seventh, stunning the Astros in a 12-3 victory. The Nats' Steven Strasburg outpitching fellow ace Justin Verlander by throwing five shutout innings to improve to 4-0 this postseason. He allowed seven hits, struck out seven. Nats manager Davey Martinez shared why Strasburg's been so good this postseason.
He doesn't get rattled. He knows what he needs to do. He stays in the moment, which is huge for him. He doesn't get overly excited when things happen.
The teams head east to play game three on Friday night in the nation's capital. This is ABC Sports. Kyrie Irving made his homecoming debut in Brooklyn by putting up 50 points in the Nets' season opener against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Kyrie set a new league record for the most points scored in a debut with a new team, but it wasn't enough.
Kyrie was sitting on 50 points in his Nets' debut against the Kogi. Spins, lost control of the ball, got it back, fades, fires, 17-footer, no good at the buzzer. The Wolves hang on, and they win their season opener.
On WCCO, the Nets fell short to the Timberwolves in overtime, losing 127-126. After the match, Josh Okogie of the T-Wolves shared his thoughts on guarding Kyrie.
It's hard because you don't got no help, and he had 50 points, so It's hard, but, you know, luckily, you know, he was able to miss a shot. We were able to get the win.
Elsewhere on the NBA's hardboard courts, this year's 12th draft pick, P.J. Washington, led the charge for the Hornets in their season opener against the Chicago Bulls. The Hornets won with a thrilling come-from-behind 126-125 victory over the Bulls. Washington scored 27 points and sank 7 three-pointers, setting an NBA record for the most threes in a season opener. Charlotte's next game is in Minneapolis. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Nebraska football teams kick off Thursday this week as Diller Odell entertains Meridian. Southerners at Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner. Friday night kickoff in our broadcast features Marysville at Hiawatha live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover at Frankfort live on KNDY FM 95.5. All of our games on air, online on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and on our mobile app as well. Kansas Jayhawks open exhibition play with Fort Hays State Thursday evening. Live pregame show at 6:30 on FM 95.5.
Bring your appetite to the CJ Express stores in Marysville. Beer Rocks return for lunch in October, Monday through Friday. The West location still has the spicy Bulldog Pizza to warm you up. Make dinner easy with Hunt Brothers Pizza Specials. Monday Madness gets you a dollar off pizzas, and you can beat the clock on Thursday. Then get chicken and pizza with the Chiefs Game Day Special. Feed your autumn appetite with CJ Express.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A coalition of renewable fuels and ag trade organization filed a petition with the D.C. Court of Appeals. The petition challenges the process the EPA uses to exempt certain unknown small refiners from their respective obligations under the Renewable Fuel Standard in 2018. The coalition includes American Coalition for Ethanol, Growth Energy, National Biodiesel Board, National Corn Growers Association, the National Farmers Union, and Renewable Fuels Association. In the petition, the coalition noted that EPA's document outlining the waiver decisions was just 2 pages long. Now, these 2 pages outlined the reason behind granting 36 waiver exemptions to small refiners that didn't then have to blend approximately 1.5 billion gallons of renewable fuel. The document doesn't reveal details and contains just bare-bone reasoning behind the decisions. Furthermore, the groups point out the decisions didn't even address whether or not refiners were eligible for the exemption. It also didn't include an analysis of disproportionate economic hardship as the statute requires. Coalition says even as the Trump administration indicates it's taking steps to account for future small refiner exemptions, the coalition remains concerned that the EPA's abuse of the small refiner exemption program diverges from the spirit and letter of the Clean Water Act. A judge in the U.S. Court of International Trade struck down a sugar trade pact between the U.S. and Mexico was renegotiated by the Trump administration in 2017. The judge ruled the decision to amend a previous agreement between the two nations was unlawful. Specifically, the judge said the U.S. Commerce Department determination to amend the agreement that suspended U.S. countervailing duties on Mexican sugar imports was unlawful. And it marks a blow to the Trump administration by overturning its very first trade agreement. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brief look at yesterday as corn recovers from midday losses but still closes lower. Soybeans firms to fractionally lower at the yesterday close. Cotton values closing higher yesterday, and the wheat was mixed at the Wednesday close. We'll look now. Live cattle futures closed up as much as $1.55 yesterday. Feeder cattle futures were also higher by 125 to 140 in the front months. Wholesale box beef prices are higher with the Choice Select spread reversing and widening to 24.34. Choice boxes are up 246 at 223.28, and select boxes are up 86 cents at 198.94. Wednesday's lean hog futures ended mixed. The CME lean hog index dropped 6 cents to 65.46. Wednesday pork carcass cutout value from USDA is down $1.06, finishing at $75.78. Primal cuts were mixed yesterday. The ribs gained $4.15, while the bellies dropped $4.52. Seeing some slight gains through the overnight trading for both oil seeds and the grains as December corn currently trading up 1¾ at 389.5, and Kansas City wheat for December up 2 at 425.25. Oil seeds mixed numbers throughout, though November soybeans currently up 3.5 at 937.25. Soybean meal for December's up 20 cents at 308.80, and soybean oil for December's up 33 points as well at 30.91, and a good start for cotton this morning. December cotton up 37 points at 65.32. To the energy complex now, where we see some red as December crude oil down 21 at 55.76. November heating oil is fractionally
marginally lower at 196 and up 2 for November natural gas at 230. Metals trading a little bit lower this morning as October gold's down 270 an ounce at 1487.20 and down 320 for December at 1492.50. December silver loses 4 cents at 1753 and March is down 4 at 1768. Dollar index showing slight gains this morning as the December dollar up a point at 97.25. With your latest market information through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Spag.
Hey guys, it's Sam Speck, your Farm News Director on the Mid-America Ag Network, bringing you hourly updates to your ag futures and other market information through our many great affiliates. But what happens when you're not by a radio? You just go without information? No! Everyone seemingly carries their phone around nowadays, and if you guys give us a like and a follow on the Mid-America Facebook page, you'll get two notifications a day, an opening and a closing market report, previewing the day ahead, and recapping what's behind us, all right from your fingertips. So head online, stay informed, and give us a like on the Mid-America Ag Network Facebook page.
This is John Sidorik with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. So how many different uses of a kernel of corn do you think there are? I can name five or six, but ADM says there are over 30. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Let's say good morning to Chris Cuddy, who's president of Carbohydrate Solutions for ADM in Decatur. And I gave Chris a call because of a news release that showed that ADM was partnering with LG Chem to make diapers out of corn. But before we get to the diapers, Chris, let's talk a little bit about the many uses of corn. Your news release said there are over 30 that your scientists at ADM had identified, and I can think of a few, like feed for animals and ethanol for vehicles and corn syrup and corn starch, and that's about where I run out. But help me out here, Chris. What are all those products that come out of a kernel of corn?
Well, it's a fascinating kernel, really, and a plant that produces corn and corn starch and oil and fibers and protein. And in our corn processing division, we're just lucky enough to have it as our raw material that every day we bring in 2.7 million bushels that we process of corn. And the way that this happens is we bring in the kernel and separate out all these particular ingredients. And it goes for things as high fructose corn syrup, starches that can be in your paper and corrugated boxes, regular corn syrup or glucose syrup that's in, you know, your candy bars and hard candies, even coffee creamers. Of course, we make ethanol, as you mentioned, and some of it goes into other fermentation products other than ethanol, other feed ingredients or critical amino acids. The essential amino acids that animals use. It goes into products like xanthan gums, which are thickeners in things like salad dressings or sauces that you would get at a McDonald's type restaurant, or any sauce for that matter, ketchups, dipping sauces, et cetera. Gosh, just a whole host of things. Sorbitol, which is used in toothpaste and mouthwash. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Isn't that something? Next time you're brushing your teeth, you can think about the corn that has been used to make that toothpaste. Tomorrow, Chris Cuddy, president of Carbohydrate Solutions at ADM, will tell us more about the research being done on corn and the many new products coming out that are beneficial to mankind, all coming from corn. Back after this.
With the fall season comes lots of changes. Football, tailgate parties, and apple cider. It also means farmers will be busy harvesting crops and sowing wheat, so farm equipment will be a common occurrence on your highways and country roads. Farm equipment may be wider than one lane or even wider than the road and traveling at slower speeds. So please be patient and pass with care as they try to move their equipment safely from one field to the next. Here at Alliance Insurance, we wish everyone a safe and enjoyable fall season.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated featuring a dairy influence sale today with five mixed calves, 1 to 5 weeks old, three black cow-calf pairs, 45-day calves, running age cows, six blackbred cows, 6 years old, 18 Holstein steers weighing 3 to 5, 44 weighing in at 3 to 6.50, eight Holstein steers, 4.5 to 5, 15 at 4.75 to 5, 5 at 4.75 to 5.25, five Holstein steers weighing 5 to 6, six Holstein steers, 5.25 to 5.50, 15 weighing in at 5.75 to 6, nine weighing 5.75 to 6.25, 15 Holstein steers, 6 to 7.50, two Jersey steers, 7.25 to 8, 14 Holstein steers, 7.75 to 8, 32 weighing in at 8.75 to 9. 120 black steers, nevers, weigh 4.5 to 7, 15 black and baldy steers, nevers, 4.75 to 6, 60 Charlotte and red Angus steers, nevers, 4.75 to 6.50, 90 black steers, nevers, weighing 5 to 7, 8 black steers off grass, 7.50 to 8, 62 black yearling steers off grass, weigh 9.25 to 9.75. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY, partly cloudy, 37 this morning. Going to be cooler today. Highs approach 50. Winds out of a northeast at around 5.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes planned to throw during practice, raising the possibility that the reigning league MVP could return sooner than expected from a dislocated kneecap. Mahomes hurt the knee on a quarterback sneak Thursday night in Denver. He's not been ruled out for Sunday night against Green Bay, but Coach Andy Reid said backup Matt Moore would prepare as if he's starting the game. The Big 12 men's basketball race might be wide open. Kansas had an unprecedented run of 14 consecutive conference titles come to an end last season, thanks to Texas Tech and Kansas State. The favorites this season still include Kansas, ranked at number 3, but the Jayhawks have a lot of new players. The season gets underway on November 5th for most teams. Thursday, Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
Sub-state volleyball pairings were released Wednesday following conclusion of 1A regionals Tuesday. Second seed Centralia will host two sub-state brackets, joined by Clifton Clyde, St. John's Tipton, and Burlingame in one. And in the other, Frankfort is number 5 seed with Rural Vista, Lincoln, and Valley Falls. In Class 2A, Valley Heights is top seed at El Saline in Brookville, with Harrington, Bennington, Salina Sacred Heart, Ellsworth, Canton Galva, Republic County, and El Saline. Marysville is number 6 seed in the 3A substate Saturday at Nemo Hall Central and is joined by Sabetha, Nemo Hall Central, Concordia, Mount Academy, Hiawatha, Riley County, and ACCHS. Brackets are on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website, and substate winners advance to state competition. Nebraska football teams kick off Thursday this week as Diller Odell entertains Meridian. Southerners at Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner. Friday night kickoff and our broadcast features Marysville at Hiawatha live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, Hanover at Frankfort live on KNDY FM 95.5. All of our games on air, online on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and on our mobile app as well. Kansas Jayhawks open exhibition play with Fort A State Thursday evening. Live pregame show at 6:30 on FM 95.5.
What color are your eyes? The most accurate answers would be brown or not brown. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Call today.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 24th. It is the 297th day of the year, and actor Kevin Kline has a birthday. Brown eyes almost always appear brown, but for those with blue, green, or hazel hues, the colors seem to be ever-changing. Here's why. Brown-eyed people have a full dose of pigmentation in the outer layer. Blue eyes have none, but get their color the same way the ocean or sky does. Longer wavelength light is absorbed or scattered in the eye, while the shorter waves, or blue end of the spectrum, are reflected back. Reflect, green, hazel, or gray eyes are a combination of pigmentation and reflected light. In the U.S., about 45% of the population has brown eyes, 27% blue, with hazel, green, and gray making up the rest. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
You drove up in your pickup truck that hot September day. Not a whisper of wind in the parking lot, but honey, I was blown away.